Donegal hotelier Deirdre McGlone from Harvey's Point. Hi, Deirdre.
Good morning, Greg. How are you today?
You've been blogging again and catching our attention, Deirdre.
Thank you. Well, I like to write down some things that mean things to me and share them with whoever wants to look at them, you know?
Yeah, it's refreshing, you know, because obviously given your position and your knowledge of what you're at, it's great to get that sort of insight from someone operating inside the business. And we're coming off the back of another hugely successful food festival in Donegal town. The theme of part of your blog was that we should be seeking the Food Destination 2017 title. What's that?
Absolutely. There's a new initiative, which I think is very, very encouraging for all regions of Ireland to reach out and, you know, develop a food culture. And it started a few years ago with the Restaurant Association Awards, but now it's actually an award in its own right, whereby the public get to vote as well. So currently there are, I think, 10 locations throughout Ireland who have, you know, applied for it and have successfully made the shortlist. And I think the Burren won it last year. So it's wonderful to get clusters of people together who organise events, or also, you know, that there's a vibrant culture of food and all things like that in an area. And I think, having been at Donegal, Taste of Donegal, for the last 8 years myself as an exhibitor, but also as a local, I was just astounded by the vibe and the fantastic effort that went into organising it, and also the huge numbers that supported it. And it just made me think that, you know, Donegal Town and its environs have so much to offer. There's great artisan producers throughout the county of Donegal. There's fantastic food outlets, you know, restaurants opening up here, there and everywhere. And I think, you know, we're right now in a good position with the Wild Atlantic Way to really fly the flag for food tourism in County Donegal.
Exactly. And it's, we have the talent. We have what needs to be here. I mean, we can always improve on that. When you get a title like this, it's waving the flag effectively for those food tourists or people that like to eat out, saying, look, we're over here, come up here, we've got this designation.
That's right, Greg. And indeed, why I think it's so important and so interesting is that it would be all year round. So that would mean that we in the hospitality industry would endeavour to be open, you know, busy all year round, as opposed to just July and August. Because food, people that love food love going away for weekends, any time of the year. And indeed, that's what I think it would help us all to extend the season and thereby give more employment, you know, all year round, as opposed to just, you know, 2 months of the summer. So I think it's a very interesting initiative.
Without a doubt. And we can't just say, yes, the Wild Atlantic Way has been great for lots of people and hang our hats on that and then wonder why, you know, things have stagnated in a few years. We have to continue to keep evolving and move a lot of those people east as well from the Wild Atlantic Way across the whole region.
That's right. And I think every little part of Donegal, right into the very centre, you know, there's off the beaten track places to visit, things to do that our visitors really need to know about. And I think that's why maybe it's all about a spirit of collaboration, that, you know, the entire county of Donegal as a destination, that we, from the Inishowen, from Malinhead right down to Bundoran, that we really pull together to make sure that Donegal is a destination. You know, it's not just all about one hotel or one town. It should be a destination, and we're just back from Milwaukee Irish Fest, which was highly successful, and I think that, you know, Donegal has really has it all.
Yeah, I agree. I think, and listen, you have to blow your own trumpet, don't you, Deirdre, because not everyone's going to do it for you, and we're competing with other great areas of the country, and we have to get a fair share. Reflecting on the summer, I know things are still ongoing. How far back do you think we are, if we could describe it like that?
How far back? Well, I'd rather put
how far back in terms of improvement, if you know what I mean.
I think we've come a long way. And yes, we were really much, very much the forgotten county and sort of, you know, not on the radar for many overseas visitors, and indeed for many people throughout the island of Ireland for their short breaks or staycations. But now, the way it's looking now, that, you know, Donegal is seen as an exciting new destination, and indeed, you know, there's a lot of overseas visitors that I'm in touch with who like now to come in, do Dublin, Belfast, the North Antrim coast, and then come down from the north of Donegal to the south of Donegal. So using Donegal Airport, of course, as well, which is a great attraction and a great facility. So I think we have come a long way, but there's much to be done.
Okay, superb, Deirdre. Thanks so much for coming on the show. Harveyspoint.com, if you want to check out about the hotel and your blog's linked there, I presume.
Yes, it is.
It would need.
Yeah, I hope so.
Deirdre, thanks very much as always.
Thanks,
pleasure to chat to you. That's Deirdre McGlone there from Harvey's Point.